ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London. Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Before we get started with the show, I have something that I really want to share with you. So if you've got a piece of paper and pen, just write this down. I have been asked to be part of a telesummit, and this is a telesummit for cancer survivors, for caregivers, and anyone else who needs some balance in their life. This event is called the I Thrive in Survivorship Telesummit, and it's starting on Monday, November the 28th. So what will happen is, and right now, you can, you know, after the show, go to the website www.tiny.cc/iThriveTelesummit. Let me spell that again for you. So it's www.tiny.cc/iThriveTelesummit. That's tiny.cc/iThriveTelesummit. What you do is go to the website and you sign up now, and then starting on Monday, November the 28th, you will start finding each day you'll automatically receive a download in your mailbox, and this is no cost to you. It is free, and you can listen to these recordings at your convenience. And I'm going to be the first speaker for this event, and I kick off the event on November 28th. So let me inspire you some more, folks. Go to that website and sign up. And, you know, you need some balance, or you need some help, or maybe you're going through cancer, or you're a caregiver. This is going to be a great telesummit to help you with that. I have some other news to share with you to inspire you. I know this is only October, but I spent my day today Christmas shopping, and I'm almost finished my Christmas shopping, so I'm pretty excited about that as well. So for any of you people who are not organized, the season's coming upon us. I know we're a little bit away. I normally have my shopping all done by September. I'm a little late this year, but this is a way that I can, you know, be out inspiring people and also to you know, be able to have that balance and it's family time. So, oh, okay. I just love it when Chris does these spur of the moment things. Thank you to my producer for adding that in there.
A little holiday spirit for you.
I thought you'd enjoy that, but this is your motivation, folks, to get out there and start thinking now. Now, today we're talking about discover the little known reason that people don't get well and what to do about it. And my guest is Misa Hopkins. Let me tell you a bit about Misa. She's an author of the Amazon bestseller, The Root of All Healing, 7 Steps to Healing Anything. With over 30 years of teaching and training experience, including teaching hundreds of healers, Hopkins is an astute, well-spoken observer of human motivation and potential. Her observations about the healing progress of her clients, students, and friends, and her own miraculous healings led her to groundbreaking conclusions about how miracles are created. In her book, speeches, workshops, and articles, she provides insights about how to break through the limits of illness to experience the freedom and joy of wellness. You can learn more about my special guest, Misa Hopkins, at her website, MisaHopkins.com. And that's spelled, folks, MisaHopkins.com. So check that out. So, Misa, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Oh, I am so glad to be here, Sue. Get to visit again. I loved the last time we were together. And Chris, I'm wondering, do I get any special music? I'm hearing you do this very cool stuff here.
No, I had to play a Christmas song, though, since we were kind of getting in the spirit.
Thrown me too. Could you hear that in my voice?
That was wonderful.
Folks, if you're today you've got the opportunity that you can call in and be a part of this fun night that we're having here. You can call into the switchboard at 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions on the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Now, one thing before we get started, I want to point out to y'all, you'll see a pattern on my show. Many of my guests who are coming on to inspire you have been through some kind of situation in their life that has guided them to be in the place where they are today. Y'all know my story. I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. I went through a life or death pregnancy. I had my intestine burst. I was given 30 minutes to live. I had a near-death experience. I went through a challenging divorce and abuse. And unlike other guests, this guest is the same as us too. So Misa, could you share your story with everybody? Because you've got a story just pretty similar to mine.
It had its very down moments in the early years, and thank goodness it has shifted, which I think is testimony to the strength that lives within all of us when we find it, when we tap into that. You know, my journey really began many years ago when I was producing as much testosterone as a male in puberty.
Okay.
So if you can imagine, Sue, my female organs were atrophying, my face was breaking out. There was no way that sex was of any interest to me at all. And I was very emotional, very moody. It was difficult to get through the days. Very, very difficult. And finally, after years, back then this was not so easily and quickly diagnosed, but after years of searching for doctors, an endocrinologist diagnosed it and explained to me what was happening and got me on medication that put my body on track. Mm-hmm. But there was something inside of me saying, why did I break faith with my body?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I turning into a man? What the heck is going on here?
Yeah.
And I started some very deep emotional spiritual work with some wonderful, wonderful individuals and uncovered that I had all the symptoms of a child who had been sexually abused.
Oh, okay.
But my memories were repressed, so it wasn't apparent. And I finally just decided, to heck with it, I'm just going to go into this into my healing as though that is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because something is going to, it's close enough. Something happened, some trauma, that I'm going to be present to the trauma. And indeed, the memory did finally come to me after I'd done a great, great deal of healing work.
Mm-hmm.
And so my story has been really wild in that it's always been, to some extent or another, whether I was dealing with MS or I was dealing with spirochetes in my body or I was healing a fallopian tube that collapsed, and I've done all of that. It has always been about finding an inner balance within me between that feminine and masculine energy, starting with the sexual abuse. And so I know what it is like to be suicidal and be so depressed you weren't sure you wanted to get up out of bed or that you were going to make it through the day and didn't know how to have a good relationship and all of the pain that, comes with that.
And isn't it interesting? Like, I don't know if you were anything like me. I spent so many years saying, why was this happening to me?
What have
I done in my life to bring this on? So you're saying you asked yourself those questions yourself, eh?
Oh, absolutely. I was quite sure that God was punishing me for something I had no idea that I'd done.
It took me a long time. Yeah, I want to burn that up because, listeners, you know, there's many of you out there listening right now thinking, why am I going through this? I've always seen there's a reason for everything that we go through. And I never dreamt when I was laying in a hospital bed that I would be inspiring millions through a radio show and on stage and TV and through books. And I'm sure yourself, Misa, you didn't expect that either, did you?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. But, you know, Sue, one thing that happened for me early on was that I kept observing people in my life and around me that were happy.
Yes.
Almost all the time. And I had moments of happiness and primarily depression and physical illness. So that became my motivator. I said, if someone else can be happy, I want to know how they did it. And that sustained me through some very difficult moments when I was really being with myself and discovering the sexual abuse and discovering the source of the pain. It was that desire to be happy.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, you know, and we all have to find what is the reason to help us through, right? I know for me, I had the near-death experience and, you know, going to the white light, that tunnel. And I can remember, you know, I wanted to go because I was at a place, you know, I didn't have a husband around, didn't know what was going on. When he was around, he was abusive. And when I did get in that white light, the tunnel, it was my grandfather who stopped me and said, Susie, you have millions you need to help. Millions of people and animals you need to help. You need to go back. And that was what got me to be where I am today, that I hung on to that. Mm-hmm. That will stay with me forever, you know. So would you say, you know, what motivated you to helping people was what you kind of had been through then?
It's now, right? Absolutely. You know, my first career was as a teacher in special ed, so it was in me from the time I was very young and starting my first career to be of service. That was normal to me and joyful for me. It was part of the great joy of my life, truly, that gave me those moments of happiness. And now, very much so, to be able to share what I learned through the journey. I mean, the book was a surprise to me. I didn't know I was writing a book.
Yeah.
I knew I wanted to help.
Yeah.
And I just said one of those quiet little prayers that, what can I do that would be really helpful to a lot of people and good for me at the same time? I'm open, I'm willing, I'm here.
Yeah.
And three mornings in a row, I woke up with the root of all healing on the tip of my tongue. And
there you go.
What it was until I wrote. And,
well,
you know, it was wild. I don't know if I shared this with you. I sat down to my computer, and the next thing I wrote
was
seven steps to healing anything.
Well, Misa, can I get you to hold that thought? Because we've got to go to a commercial, and then when we come back, let's talk about that, shall we?
Absolutely.
Sound good? Okay, folks, hang on. We're going to be back, and we're just going to go to a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, Misa's going to tell you all about her book. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mtheholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Misa Hopkins, and the topic is discover the little-known reason people don't get well and what to do about it. Now, before the break, Misa was just about to tell us about her book. So, Misa, do you want to step in now and tell everyone about your book?
I'll be happy to. I was so excited. You really had to work to get through there, didn't you?
I know! We do have fun here on our show, though. I have to tell you that.
Healing should be fun. Absolutely fun. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the joys to the book was the surprise that was in it for me. You know, when I typed out 7 steps to healing anything, I literally rolled back from the computer and I said, I know 7 steps to healing anything? Really? Yeah. And I had to get still with that and open up and surrender because they were inside me. They were there. Mm-hmm. There was some divine inspiration that was trying to come through, and it comes from my background as an educator.
Yeah.
I was used to taking concepts and breaking a concept into steps that could be understood and applied.
Mm-hmm.
So they are indeed very broad steps, and they are achievable for anybody who wants to make a difference in their healing, whether they're using an alternative practitioner or an allopathic doctor, whatever they're doing, or just healing on their own with their own energy. All the steps are going to help in that process.
Can you share again with everyone the title of your book and where they can get it?
Oh, you bet. It's The Root of All Healing, 7 Steps to Healing Anything. And you can find it at my website, which is my name, MisaHopkins.com. And that's M like in mother, I, S like in sacred, A, Hopkins.com.
Perfect. Now, what kind of results are you seeing? What's happening with people after they follow your steps?
You know, it's been really, really fun to watch that. And the example that comes to mind is one that I witnessed with the home study course that's based on the book.
Okay.
And there was a pediatrician that was in that class.
Mm-hmm.
And so, bless her heart, she'd been having migraines for years.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I need to get to the root of it. That's what attracted her, was what's the root of this? Because she had gone through all the medical cases and wasn't finding a physical reason for those migraines to be existing.
Uh-huh.
So we were on, I believe, the 2nd or 3rd step. And in the class, we pose a lot of questions. Rather than giving people answers, it's about learning how to ask the questions that get you to your own answers. Because that's where the real wisdom lies. It's inside of you already.
Absolutely. And that's a good point to make to everybody. We all have the answers inside of us.
Absolutely, and I truly believe that, and I honor it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she decided that she, rather than do one of the exercises I had suggested, bless her heart, good for her, she took a moment to create her own exercise, and she took 2 of the steps and put them together.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm going to go meditate, I'm going to go be still, but I know that I need to do it outside with Mother Earth. I need to get away from my office, my practice, my home.
Okay.
I need to get in the solitude of Mother Earth and just be still and see what comes. And she came back to the next class and she said, I figured it out. And I said, great. What came to you? And she said, my migraines are occurring because my intuition is screaming at me to use my intuition.
Mm.
I said, oh, that's a fabulous insight. Mm-hmm. How do you see applying that in your life? And then we talked about how that could become a part of her practice so that she would make space for her intuitive guidance to help her in her diagnosis of her little clients, her young clients.
Yeah.
I talked to her a few months later, and I said, how's it going? What are you observing in the process now? And she said, you know, I occasionally get a stress headache, but those migraines are gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, it's amazing. Isn't it amazing when people are not being their true self, how you can create so much, what's the word I want to use, drama within yourself? Is that a fair word to use?
It's actually perfect.
You know?
Well,
yeah.
Sue, that drama manifests emotionally because we're repressing the truth of who we are, and at some point it erupts. And it also manifests physically, particularly for empaths and people who are very sensitive.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, for the years before I really knew the gifts that I had, I would walk around, I'd be really happy one minute, and I'd get around somebody who was really down, and I'd feel really down and depressed, and I couldn't understand what was going on within me. And then when I learned, you know, the gifts that I had, and I'm very sensitive, and I'm psychic and medium, and, you know, all of these things that is with me, what I didn't know, right, it just, it really helped me to know how to handle myself once I knew what the answers were. And there's a lot of people out there now that are having things happen to themselves, and they don't know that they're absorbing other people's energy and, you know, feeling their stuff, that kind of thing. So, yeah, this is great. Now, can we take a second? Can you share with everyone, you know, about what these steps are? Can you share one of the steps at least?
We'll go through at least a few of them, and they build progressively in good education style. The very first one is the one that I learned as an educator in special education, and that is how to observe, because that is a skill that most of us are not taught.
Okay, yes.
So, for example, let's put it in the teaching situation here. Let's say I've got a little guy that needs to learn how to put on his shirt.
Okay.
The first thing I need to do is see where he is getting stuck. Where is he getting confused? And I need to watch what is motivating him to be successful and what is motivating him in terms of his frustration levels.
Okay.
And then I look at what he's doing and I create a series of steps that will allow him to become successful in putting on his shirt. Most of us don't know how to observe deeply enough to see where we're stuck or see where we're confused. And because we're not stopping and slowing down, we usually kind of push through with frustration, or we push through using our analytical gifts, but usually not satisfying the need that longs to be met, that is living underneath.
Okay. Do you find that part of not being aware is because people aren't in the present moment, too?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I find.
Observation. You've got to be present to the subconscious thoughts that are in the back of your mind that you don't want to admit you're having.
Because that's a big thing.
Oh, they're rough to get to. That was at the core of my MS, you know, and I had to get to that.
Well, and I can tell, you know, you and I've had many talks, but the listeners, I lived in the past, and I would live in the what-ifs in the future, and the secret of my success was getting myself in the present moment. That was a big one. So, I'm glad you pointed that out about being aware. So, okay, so what's the next step? What you know, you have to be aware. You have to be present.
The second step is actually about getting into circadian rhythms with Mother Earth. There is a very well-known, who was here for a long time, medicine man, Black Elk, I'm sorry, his Sioux medicine man, who was known for his healings. And if someone came to him asking for his help, and he knew that they had not developed a good relationship with Mother Earth and spent time with Mother, the first thing he did was tell them to take a mattress and go sleep under a tree for 4 days.
Oh, okay, get into nature in that.
You have to be connected. Yeah. If we don't, We are out of touch with our circadian rhythms, and we create tremendous illnesses. This is documented, by the way. There's medical research about this, circadian rhythm disorders, where you are literally out of touch with nature. And we create a lot of this in our manufactured lives now.
Yes.
So until you're connected with nature, everything you do is, it may have some effect, but it's not going to be as deep, as lasting, or as profound as when you are connected to the earth.
I know for me, a big thing that, you know, if I'm really busy and I need to have that grounding, I go, we're really blessed that we've got a beautiful waterfront not too far from us. And my husband and I will go down, we'll take our dogs, and we can walk for 4 or 5 miles. And it's beautiful by the water. The water's my big grounding that helps me. Yeah, phenomenal. Okay, so what's next? We got about a minute before commercial, so let's kind of touch on the next one. How's that?
Let me share one of the steps I think is really important, and that is our ability to ask the right questions. Because we started out with a question that leads you nowhere.
Yes.
That the kind of thing like, why is this happening to me, or why is God punishing me, usually doesn't get us anywhere.
Yeah.
But if we learn how to reframe our question so that we can actually get an answer, we begin to discover the root cause of our healing. So we spend quite a bit of time in the book and in the Homesteading course looking at that.
So give us an example of what would be a question we would ask.
So what I might want to ask instead of, is God punishing me or why is this happening to me? I might want to say, what is it that I need to understand about this illness that will help me become free from it?
Oh, good question. Good question. Okay, hold that thought. We're going to take a break. Folks, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. When we come back, Misa Hopkins and I are going to inspire you some more. Now, remember, you guys can call in and call in the switchboard and talk to us and ask your questions. The number you call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. You can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And make sure that you check out my website, AskSueLondon.com, and make sure on the homepage you sign up for my free newsletter, because you're going to instantly receive the top 10 life-changing lessons that will change your life forever. And to learn more about my guest, Misa Hopkins, go to MisaHopkins.com. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Misa Hopkins here, and we're talking about how to discover the little-known reason people don't get well and what to do about it. Now, we have a surprise caller, I understand, that wants to come on the show. Chris, do you want to put her through?
All right, we'll put her through right now.
Okay.
Hello, Gloria.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hello, everyone. I want you to know that we have a past guest who will be on again, Gloria Messenger, on the show. So, Gloria, you'd like to ask a question to Misa?
Yes, I would. Yes.
Wonderful to have you, by the way.
Okay. I'd like to ask Misa, when you have found in your life that you've been in a positive place or you've been in a negative place, do you find that going into the position of the observer has been a very powerful tool for you? And have you been aware of it earlier on in your life, that it is it could possibly lead you to the answers?
Mm. Hello, Gloria, and that is a fabulous question. Oh, lovely to get to meet you finally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what a great question. No, I was not aware of it when I was young. I can't say that I was. I became more aware of that place as I learned to quiet down inside. I can't stress how important that has been in my journey, and for most healers, we discover at some point that being able to be still and be in compassion creates what I call an allowance or room for the real healing to occur. As I've often shared with my students, you cannot will yourself well. You can't use will alone. That's one ingredient. And the other is the other side of that, which I would call the sacred feminine aspect. So the will being right. A masculine aspect, the allowing being the feminine aspect, you've got to be in a receptive state for it to occur. And the observer actually, for me, helps me get to that receptive state. That's a fabulous question, but I had to learn it over time.
Yeah. It's really something that the angels have been bringing to my attention, how we can lift out of the depression and out of the negativity if we put ourselves in that observer position and look at the chain of events and where it's taking us.
That's right. It takes all the emotional charge out. And when the emotional charge is gone, all of the hurt and the pain dissolves, and now your emotions and body are free to open up. Wellness.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we're getting the same insight.
Yeah.
That's that.
Yeah. Yes, it's actually sitting in the position of your angels without the emotions.
Yes. Yes. Well, when we're in that stillness, which the observer role takes us to, there is compassion. There is great, profound love in that space. The more that we open, the more love we experience. And illness and pain, emotional pain, just don't hold up very well in that kind of love. It will eventually dissolve.
Right.
Yeah, and especially when we consciously welcome that kind of love into ourselves, right into our physical being. Yeah. I've noticed that it makes the biggest difference.
Wow. Did you find that, too, when you look at a review of a chain of events that happened to you, as well in that observer position, especially when you're in the review, it's much easier to do. And then find it. Wow, look at where it led me. And hope there is a definite direction being shown to me.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and we've got to share with our listeners, folks, our caller here, Gloria, she's going to be coming on the show again in November, and we're talking, she's the Angel Messenger, angelmessenger.com, and we're going to talk about how you can discover your passion by, through your name, so and to know you're not alone. So, Gloria, I just had to share with everybody that you're going to be back because a lot of people love to hear what you have to share, too. So,
thank you. My intent was actually to meet Nisa and to say hello.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you two met. I like to talk about both of you to each other, so this is wonderful. And you've got great questions to help the listeners, too, so thanks.
Great. Well, I look forward to some more in-depth questions with you at another time, and I don't want to take your time.
That's great. Well, thanks for calling in, Gloria.
Thanks, Gloria.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Misa, one of the things that I really like to get out to people is that miracles are created. They do happen. Now, you state that you believe that miracles are created. You want to touch on that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's easy to look outside of ourselves and say it will happen when I find the right method, the right treatment, the right doctor, when God answers my prayer, when I ask that prayer in the right way. And these are all places that we can get stuck because it's dependent upon an outside view or an outside force without any real true influence from us unless we say the right prayer. Mm-hmm. And what I've discovered is that people heal when something opens inside of them and the divine, if we call it the divine or God or source, whatever we want to call it, it has room to get through.
Yeah.
Because we've opened up. Yeah. And it's the opening and the surrender that is one of the most challenging parts of healing because we don't realize we have beliefs that are limiting that divine experience. Mm-hmm. We have needs that are getting met through our illness subconsciously, and so we are holding on to the illness. And again, that divine awareness, that divine healing energy can't even penetrate ourselves. So we need to learn to open.
Yeah, and it's so true. You know that old saying, you don't know what you don't know till you know what you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, now, there's some people out there that might be thinking, well, maybe that's just an exception. Maybe that they were lucky, had a miracle. Now, do you think that's true?
I absolutely do not believe that is true. You know, if I thought I was the exception, I wouldn't have written the book because I have discovered, and I've worked with hundreds of healers, by the way, and I've worked with lots and lots of clients, that everyone has the capacity, whether or not they utilize it or know how to access it. Can I share a story about that? Do we have time?
Yeah, we've got about 4 minutes.
Oh, this is such a powerful story.
Yeah.
I was flown in to work with a woman who had an aneurysm, and she had been told both by me psychically and by her doctor that her heart wasn't strong enough to be able to support surgery for the aneurysm.
Okay.
So I was, her daughter flew me in to work with her on her heart to strengthen it. Mm. And one of my gifts, Sue, is to be able to see other people's gifts.
Yes.
So I sat down with this beautiful 70-some-year-old woman, and we were talking for a while, and I said, oh, you visualize very clearly. And I said, if I asked you to visualize a road, you would see it instantaneously as 3D as if it were right in front of you, wouldn't you? And she said, oh, yeah, like everybody does this. Mm-hmm. And I said, I have to tell you, you have a very powerful gift here, and I don't visualize that well. A lot of people don't.
Wow.
What if we used your gift and I supported it with my sound medicine? Uh-huh. So we came up with a meditation that was right for her. So when she saw still water, she knew her heart was strong. And I simply supported our meditation time with sound medicine that came through to offer to her.
Uh-huh.
And about a week, we spent together working, and then I left. I got a call from her daughter about a week later saying, you will never believe what the x-rays just showed. We just came back from mom's appointment. Mm-hmm. I said, I bet I will. Tell me what you discovered.
Mm-hmm.
She has a new valve to her heart.
Wow.
A brand new valve to her heart. Now, this is a woman who had never heard of energy medicine, ever. Didn't really get what it was and certainly didn't think she could do it. She thought I had healed her, and we had to have a couple of conversations where I said, no, I supported you in what you created for yourself by allowing the space and holding a clear intention. You did this, my dear. So that's our potential.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it is amazing. I know you and I could go on for hours to share these stories we both have experienced. I know for me personally, once having Crohn's disease in my life, visualization was big time powerful for me. I would visualize when I had pain that my stomach, when I had the pain, I worked with a healer and she said, what do you visualize? And I was seeing sharp rocks and the waves crashing against it. And that was how I saw my insides. And then when she had me shift to seeing it smooth and calm and, you know, just no sharp rocks or that, I had no pain at all. Unbelievable.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. We're almost out of time for this part of the show. I want to have you share, you have a gift for the listeners and a special link you wanted to share with everyone. Do you want to tell them about that?
Oh, yes, I'd be happy to. You might want to pick up a pen and paper and write this down. NisaHopkins.com/get-inspired for Sue. In honor of Sue. As I mentioned, I can see people's gifts and say, this is a gift to your listeners, too.
Thank you.
Healing.
Misa, I just want to let you know we're just having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
Yeah, maybe I should kind of repeat that then for you, Misa, because it is something kind of different. Folks, the gift that Misa has for you is that she would like to do a reading for you at a special price, and you can learn more about that at misahopkins.com/get-inspired. So that's misahopkins.com/get-inspired. Check that link out, and Misa is a very, very gifted lady, and this is a very special opportunity she's offering all of you listeners of our show, so check that out. Misa, as it is, we're out of time, my friend. I hate to say this. It has been wonderful having you on the show. Have we still got you on the line, or we lost?
I'm still here. This has been delightful.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
You're such a joy. And share one more time with everyone the site, your website.
Oh, it's NisaHopkins.com. And if you'd like to take advantage of the special in honor of Sue's program and you're listening to it today, then add a /get-inspired at the end. And I'll just be happy to support you in whatever way is appropriate.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for being here, my friend. As always, I love you. You're so special, and the work you're doing, I really appreciate on behalf of our world.
Oh, love you, too. Thank you for what you're doing and for having me here today to be here with you and share with everybody.
It's been great, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, this is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to share a poem with you and some tips to help you create the life that you desire. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, I have personally gone through illness, disease, divorce, near death, and I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life. Not only did I survive, heal, and move forward, but I soared above it all, and I've created a wonderful new life that I desire. I've taken all my past challenges and I've turned them into a successful career of helping others create the life that they desire through my radio show, speaking events, coaching programs, and my books. And I'm here to help you get there also. If you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, learn how I can help you. And when you're at the website, make sure you sign up for that free newsletter because there's lots of information you're going to get from that as well. And as a motivational speaker, I'm able to come to your area to inspire your group. And you can connect with me through the website, AskSueLondon.com. Now, throughout my life, my animals have been very healing for me. And I've learned so much from them. So what I thought I wanted to do is start off this part of the show by sharing a great poem with you. Some of you may know this poem. The title is Things I Learned from My Dog. And it goes as the following. Number one, never pass up the opportunity to go for a joyride. Number two, allow the experience of fresh air and wind in your face to be pure ecstasy. Number three, when loved ones come home, always run to greet them. Number four, when it's in your best interest, practice obedience. Number five, let others know when they have invaded your territory. Number six, take naps and stretch before rising. Number seven, romp, run, and play daily. Number eight, eat with gusto and enthusiasm. Number nine, be loyal. Number 10, never pretend to be something that you are not. Number 11, if what you want lies buried, dig until you find it. Number 12, when someone is having a bad day, be silent, sit close, and nuzzle them gently. Number 13, thrive on attention and let people touch you. Number 14, avoid biting when a simple growl will do. Number 15, on hot days, drink lots of water and lay under a shady tree. Number 16, when you're happy, dance around and wag your entire body. Number 17, no matter how often you are scolded, don't buy into the guilt thing and pout. Run right back and make friends. Number 18, bond with your pack. Number 19, delight in the simple joy of a long walk. And finally, number 20, long after you're gone, remain a memory in your master's dreams. That is just so something that we can all learn to live by. Now, as I've mentioned over different shows,
animals in my life have played a huge role in my recovery. I have personally experienced pet therapy, and I felt my dogs easing my pain and giving me the strength and the courage to keep going when tough times were there. Animals do truly help us to create miracles. I want to share a story now, and you might need to get your Kleenexes out because it's kind of touching. I got to prepare you with it. In 1992, when I was pregnant with my second daughter, my weight had gone down to just 80 pounds. The Crohn's disease had flared up. I was in the hospital for about 4 months. I was becoming depressed. I was really missing my little girl at home who was turning 5. And I was just missing a normal life. And I was missing my little 14-pound Shih Tzu named Rocky. And this one day the doctor came in my room and he said, I need you to make a choice. You need to decide who's going to make it, either you or the baby. Now, I'm a firm believer, folks, that everything in our life happens for a reason. I felt that I was pregnant for a reason, and I was certainly going to stay pregnant. So I made the choice. I fired my doctor, and I got a new one. The new doctor I got was an animal lover. What happened? He came into my room, and we were talking about my dog, Rocky, and how much I was missing him. And unknown to me, he said to my family, tomorrow I want you to bring her dog down. So the next day, my nurse came into my room, and she had a smile on her face, and she said, we have a surprise for you, Sue. But first, I have to get you a wheelchair. Now, you have to understand, folks, that my weight is only 80 pounds, and it was all I could do to walk from my bed to the washroom that was just 4 feet. I was so weak, and I was dehydrated. I was hooked up to an IV pole. But something just told me that there was just, for some reason, I had to get up. And then, when the nurse came back, she had forgotten something before she went and got the wheelchair. And she said that, by the way, your dog is here. So that just put this fire in me like I'd never experienced before. So I thought for a minute, I'm going to wait for this wheelchair. And I thought, no, I want to go see my dog. So the strength that filled my body, folks, was something that I've never experienced ever in my life. The love I had for this dog gave me the strength to get out of bed. And all I did was I got out of bed, I grabbed my IV pole, and I just focused I was going to get from the bed to the door. I got up, grabbed the IV pole, inched my way, got to the door. I got to the door. I thought, okay, now I got to go down this long hall. I just kept focusing. I'm going to see my dog. I'm going to see my dog. So I inched my way. I grabbed the IV pole, dragging it behind me step by step. I grabbed the IV pole and with one hand, and I grabbed the railing with the other. And I walked down that hall. And then all of a sudden, I looked through the glass door, and there I saw my special furry friend, Rocky, wagging his tail. He was jumping up and down, and he was, his tongue was hanging out, and he was all excited. And I have to tell you, folks, that when I saw this dog wagging his tail, I forgot, that I was weak. And just without knowing, I let go of that railing. I still had the IV pole, but I got to the door and I opened it, and Rocky jumped up into my arms, and he was licking me, and he was cuddling me, and he was kissing me, and the tears flowed down my face like you cannot imagine. And 2 days later, I went home feeling so much better and feeling stronger, and I didn't need to be hooked up on the IV. I went home, and Rocky never left my side. Well, folks, that happened 18 years ago now. And tomorrow night, that baby's, I'm going to be sitting in the audience as that baby girl will be receiving her high school diploma. So I will tell you now that I will be the mom that will have the most Kleenexes on her lap, because every time that baby has a graduation from nursery school, a graduation from her public school, and now her high school. Every time something big happens in her life, there's mom in the front row crying her heart out because I'm so grateful for what this dog did for me in my life as part of my healing. Folks, animals are so healing for you, and I really encourage you to go and get a pet and bring it into your life to help with your healing. Now, this was one story that I've shared with you out of my book, Soar Above It All. You can purchase that book at my website, AskSueLondon.com, and learn more stories that are similar to this. Wish me all lots of strength for tomorrow night for the tears, and purchase your copy of the book to be inspired more. And get a pet. Bring a pet into your life, folks. Now, I want to thank Misa Hopkins for being with us, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. On behalf of my guest, Misa Hopkins, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.